I'm Henrik Kronqvist, and I'm the Dean of the Arduous College of Business and Economics at Chapman University in Southern California. Super excited to be talking to Jake Curtis. He's the class of 2011, and he's a partner manager at YouTube.
Hi, everyone. My name is Tori Nguyen. I am the class of 2026, and I am your Arduous College of Business and Economics Senator, and we are so glad to be with Jake today. Jake, my first question for you is, can you tell us a little bit about the deep details of your current job? What would you say are the hardest tasks to achieve? And you can maybe introduce what your job is and where you have been as well.
Thank you for that, Tori and Henrik. Again, my name is Jake Curtis. I am a partner manager here at YouTube. Essentially, what that means is that I am the face of YouTube to a certain number of creators on the platform. So think of it sort of as a talent agent for creators. Essentially, when you become a big enough creator on the platform, you have someone at YouTube that helps you out with your business. When I say your business, it's kind of the three core metrics are, you know, the revenue that you're making, the watch time you're driving on the platform, and the viewership you're driving. So I help my creators, you know, move those metrics up. And then if they ever have any issues or bugs, I help, you know, squash those bugs and also get them early access to certain features or products that YouTube's rolling out. And we also create, you know, a flywheel so that the feedback that they have, I can ensure is getting to our product teams and in improving YouTube for them overall. I think you had mentioned some of the biggest problems. I'd say some of the biggest problems are the ones that I personally can't control, and they generally happen when there's an issue around revenue, right? So if something happens that impacts a creator's ability to earn money, you have to kind of stay calm, figure out the root of that issue, get the right people on board to fix the problem, and then communicate effectively to the creator to get those issues resolved in a rapid pace to prevent, you know, loss of revenue. When creators are losing money, they're not happy.
Great. We can understand that. So when you got into the tech industry, you started at Google, you've been with BuzzFeed, now you're with YouTube right now. And so what would you say is the most exciting part of being involved with these iconic tech companies?
It's a great question. I'd say that when you are at a big tech company, you're surrounded with some of the most talented people in the industry. And there's some truth to, like, you are the, you know, the person that you surround yourself with, right? So you are the company you keep, right? The saying. So I personally find it very motivating and inspiring to be around people that, you know, are thought leaders in their industry. And it motivates me. You know, big tech companies, I think, have two areas that really inspire me. It's the opportunity and it's the impact. So when you're at a big company, there's so many ways that you can navigate your career and different roles that you can go into and do entirely different things because there's so many businesses within, you know, one business. So you have people like Google that have been there for 18 plus years because they're constantly finding new roles to challenge them and grow professionally. And then the impact is what really drives me to just the fact that there's, you know, billions of people seeing content and learning new things on the platform every day. So just knowing that the work that I'm doing is reaching so many people is inspiring.
Thank you. Your job background is actually really impressive. Our viewers and our listeners would be so happy to hear that you're from all those big companies. So let's talk about backtracking a little bit. How did you get to where you're at now? What are the first interviews that you went through? What are the internships that you went to get there? A lot of our students are looking for that right now. So we would like your advice.
Yeah, that's a great question. First off, I'd say in undergrad, I did about 2 to 3 internships in the media and advertising space. That was an area that I was, you know, going to school for, and just generally I had interest in that area. I got those interviews primarily through being kind of scrappy. So going to LinkedIn, going actually to the company's websites and going to the career page. So really like putting in the effort to seek out sort of the companies that I saw were top in that industry, and then looking for internships. I started doing those probably junior, senior year. I wish I had started sooner, but it was nice to get a couple of those in. And, you know, I graduated in 2011 and I still talk to some of the folks that ran my internship when, you know, when I was a sophomore. So the relationships that you make, even in, when you're an intern, are so valuable. Post-grad, I was in a fraternity. So I immediately had some connections from the fraternity and I started practicing interviewing in sort of different industries that fraternity brothers connected me to. They weren't industries that I was as excited in, but there's a lot of like value in just getting out there and speaking to yourself, speaking about yourself and learning what you want to do and what you don't want to do. So I ultimately landed in tech because I was, you know, I studied that and I had a passion for it. And I kind of took a scrappy approach to just cold applying to the companies I thought, you know, were most interesting.
That is interesting. Thanks for sharing that, Jake. Now, so if we go back to one of your previous companies, you were with BuzzFeed and your role was product manager. And one thing that could be of interest to our listeners would be, what does that entail to be a product manager in the tech industry in general?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in general, what a product manager or PM does is they are responsible for, you know, identifying a product or feature that's needed, building it, and then launching it. So they have sort of full ownership over a feature or a product. At BuzzFeed, we were sort of one of the first media companies that took this distributed approach. So we weren't really focused on getting eyeballs on BuzzFeed.com. We were publishing our content across social media, right? So I was the product manager for all of our third-party advertising solutions. So I was on the ad side. So my job was basically to work with the social platforms such as like Snapchat and Facebook and say, hey, you guys just launched Stories. How could BuzzFeed monetize that? What does that product look like? How do we price that in the market? What are the go-to-market materials that we provide our sales team with? So really identifying what our kind of third-party ad products would be and then owning that relationship with those platforms to make sure that they got us early access and we were always top of mind for them. It's a little bit different definition of a product manager, but still very much relevant.
That's really great to hear. Speaking of you being so involved, I know we talked a little bit about your fraternity life. Are there any recommendations at Chapman to help us get started on our careers, like advice on clubs or things to join? Because getting involved is so important and that hopefully guides your network here at Chapman.
Yeah, your network is your net worth, is a saying I heard years ago. I would say to build a network in whatever that means to you. For me, it was Greek life and a fraternity. I have, you know, other friends that, you know, did it through sports or other activities. For me, I really leaned into Greek life and that became my network. And as I said, when I first started interviewing after graduating, some of the first interviews I got were from my network I built from my fraternity. So I would say build a network, you know, whatever that means for you. And then meet people and surround yourself with people that inspire you or, you know, you're inspired by, whether they have the same interests as you or they challenge you, you know, to think about different things. Like surround yourself with people that inspire you and are hungry for success.
You know, Jake, YouTube is such an amazing brand, and I'm sure many, many of our students at Chapman and other schools, they would love to work at YouTube in different business roles. So, yeah. You know, what would be your advice to someone that is coming fresh out of college to even have a shot at joining a company like YouTube? What are some of the things that you guys would be looking for when you or someone on your team, when they hire, you know, someone relatively new out of college?
When I'm interviewing, I look for probably three things. One is like curiosity. In the interview process, are they asking questions about the career or the vertical that you work in, the industry you work in, rather? So do they have that just like genuine sense of curiosity, right? Second would be like passion. Like, do they really like that industry? Are they excited about it? Are they going out of their way to learn about it? And I think that's like the last piece is you're not expected to know the job because there's a lot of on the job training and learning, right? But like, did you go out of your way to get a baseline knowledge of the industry? Like, there's so much at your fingertips, whether it's like subscribing to industry newsletters or following different YouTubers. Like, you can do a lot before you get into a job to learn about the industry. So have you put that effort in on top of like just having that curiosity and passion?
That's great. Well, I think, you know, we have learned a lot from you, Jake. So Jake Curtis has been our guest today, class of 2011 at Chapman, and who is now working for YouTube. And you've been very successful so far, covered a lot of different brands with your career. You make us all super proud, and we wish you a great success in the future. And we look forward to staying in touch with you. Thank you so much, Jake.
I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
Hi there, Dean Henrik Kronqvist here. Before we go, I want to give a very special thanks to Chapman University alumni and MBA, Caroline Reebok, who produces this podcast, and Arduous alumni, Lauren Belzer, who is our social media and communications manager. If you want to watch this conversation on YouTube, we'll include the link in the description of this episode. You can also keep up with us on social media at Chapman Arduous. New episodes of the Campus to Career series air every month. We've got a lot of great talks coming soon, so be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to this now. See you next time.